guess Latin America is this week's story. We made a brief mention of Cuba last week, and Cuba remains a footnote. It's true that the Obama administration really is changing the U.S. approach to the island neighbor, but not really recognizing Cuba as a genuine nation. It's more like giving all the Cubans living in the U.S. the right to interact with their homeland socially and financially. But don't expect a return anytime soon to the era of Cuba as a lavish resort destination for Americans. The face of U.S. relations with Latin America right now is President O shaking hands with Hugo Chavez at the Summit of the Americas in Trinidad. Obama is mastering the symbols of international relations, and this conference was the media opportunity for all these heads of state to engage in some symbolism. For his part, Obama played it cool. Acted like an equal, but everybody knows he's not. He's the big dog because the U.S. economy is the big dog. It's stumbling right now, for sure, but it's still the dominant factor in everything that happens in the Western Hemisphere. A big part of Obama's symbolism is making a connection to all of us southern neighbors, not just Mexico. The popular issue in the U.S. is the Mexican border. The media are telling us constantly that drugs and guns and industrious laborers crossing the Mexican border are just about the most important issue we're facing. That's a smokescreen pop culture kind of issue. The real deal is that the U.S. is rich and the rest of the hemisphere is poor. Actually, Canada is rich too, but no one seems to notice. It's the U.S. economy that drives the relations between the countries of the Western Hemisphere, and this is at least as critical to the political future of the world as Israelis and Palestinians. Economic parity between North America and South America is the future. Maybe that means people in Latin America will begin to enjoy a higher standard of living, or maybe it means that people in North America will begin experiencing a lower one. North America and Europe are comparable. Asia's catching up, but Africa and Latin America are getting screwed. It's not just a matter of everyone on those continents getting a job, a house, and a car. Not even close. It's about the world's resources being spread around a little more equally. It's widely understood that there's enough to go around. It's just the distribution that's a little out of whack. Obama seems to be a guy who has a grip on this idea, but that gets the dreaded socialist label applied to him, and that's a political liability. His power may not be as great as we assume, but he looks like he's heading in that direction. He can't just write a check, however. The real political power still lies with the corporations, and even the President of the United States can only nudge them along. This president already has fired the head of General Motors, and that's a pretty serious nudge, but maybe we shouldn't expect too much too quickly. And that's it for Local Views this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't fire anybody for KVMR. It's management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com.